因为我是在国内教会，基督教会09年就受洗了。那么我来美国，我是10月份来的，来了不久呢，我就走错了，去了摩尔门教。他那个就是跟我说你要重新受洗，因为你在国内那个洗不算，最后要受圣灵的洗。然后我也同意了，因为在那边聚会一段时间。但是后来我一看那个摩尔门经呢，我就看不进去，然后我又跟主教说，那个我先暂时不参加了，我那个受洗我也不参加了。然后后来我又去了重建中华教会，也是有一些那个就跟国内我们那个应该是是一样的，都是基督教会嘛。那他有一些做法，我觉得可能是神的拦阻，我又不去了。大概我又有2-3个星期没有参加聚会，但是我心里是很想聚会的。那么我自己又找到这边来，我在网上也看到一些对那个真耶稣，我以前在国内没听说过，就一些网上很多负面的评论。那我现在来了以后呢，也是谈到这个问题，说我以前在国内那个是悔改的心，那我们还要就是从施洗约翰的心，那现在还要从主耶稣再重新受洗，活水的洗。但是我现在就有一点，心里有一点，怎么说呢，就是犯嘀咕，到底我还应不应该再受洗了，我别又走错门了，我到底是怎么回事啊。我现在真的心里头就是总是纠结呀，我整天在斗争啊。我在那个去摩尔门教的时候，经常看着那个很吓人的异象，而且整晚不能睡，然后祷告的时候就看一个巨蟒从我身体路过，往这边走，那个巨蟒往那边啊，整个蒸出去了。然后后来我就不知道怎么回事，跟安妮讲，安妮说你要把那个，他们给了我2本摩尔门经，一本是简体的，一本是繁体的，说你一定要是奉耶稣的名弃绝它，把它扔掉，撕掉，扔了。那我扔了以后就再没有这种，就是家里觉得有鬼啊，有什么的那些搅扰了。但是现在这个，我到这边以后，我又开始，真的又开始纠结了，我别再错了。我那边10年，我这边去来了差不多也有一个月了，确实也是我第一次来了就有了那个灵言，我在国内10年都没有。但是我自己还不能确定我到底还要不要再受洗，我别再走错了，我真的是很纠结的。
She testified that she was she came to Christ when she it was in 2009 in China. She was baptized in China. When she came to the United States, she first went to a Mormon church, and where she experienced a lot of visions that bother her considerably, like huge forces struggling before her. And then she was told by a sister in our church to throw away the Mormon Bibles and in the name of Jesus Christ. And so after the Bibles were thrown away, she then those visions no longer appear to bother her. But right now she's struggling whether or not she should be rebaptized, because she was told her previous baptism was a baptism of repentance, and she wants to know for sure that our church is the right has the right baptism.
第一个哈，道跟灵是合在一起。
First of all, truth and spirit are combined together.
那摩门教这个摩门经哈，它不是从神来的。
The Mormon Bible is not the truth from God.
啊，但是摩门经在摩门教里面算相当重要一本是经典。
But the Mormon Bible is considered to be a very important part of their belief.
所以当你在学习这个摩门经，为什么会看到一些这些其实就是魔鬼的显现呢？
The reason why you experience all the bothersome visions as you read the Mormon Bible is because it's inspired by Satan.
因为这个道有问题。
Because there is something wrong with your truth.
那你现在把摩门经丢掉，就是表示你从心里面跟这个切断关系。
And after you've thrown away the Mormon Bibles, it means that you have cut off the Bible away from your heart.
所以魔鬼的工作就停止了。
And so the satanic work is no longer active.
那这个原则也适用在真耶稣教会。
This type of principle is also applicable to True Jesus Church.
你信主这么久，从来没有得过圣灵。
You believe in the Lord for so long and you never received the Holy Spirit.
不是你没有求不到。
It's not that you didn't pray for it, but you just didn't get it.
因为 一般基督教界虽然用同一本圣经，但是他传的道理不完全。
Because in regular, in the average Christian churches, even though they use the same Bible as ours, but they don't preach the whole truth.
那真耶稣教会传的道理是完全遵照圣经。
The truth preached in the true Jesus Church is completely according to the Bible.
所以你一来就得圣灵。
This is why, you, as the first day you come to this church, you will already receive the Holy Spirit.
那以弗所书里面说，身体只有一个。
Ephesians tells us that there is only one body in Christ.
那个身体就是基督的教会。
And that body is the church that belongs to Jesus Church.
那下句马上说，圣灵只有一个。
He goes on to say that Holy Spirit is only one.
身体没有灵魂是死的。
A body without the soul is dead.
所以你来到真正主耶稣的身体，这里有神的灵。
When you come to the true body of Jesus Christ, you will find His Spirit.
所以你马上得圣灵。
This is why you immediately receive the Holy Spirit.
这个证明你来的教会是对的。
This proves that the church that you come to is correct.
这个教会所传的真理是完全的。
The truth preached in this church is complete.
那你现在还会迟疑要不要再受洗，是因为你对道理还不明白。
Now you're going through struggles whether you should be rebaptized because you don't fully understand the truth.
所以你需要继续有系统的来参加教会的聚会，查考一些得救的要道，明白以后再接受洗礼。
Thus, you have to continue your study for the complete truth of this church, and after you fully understand, then be baptized.
还有十分钟。
Ten more minutes.
对今天陈道所讲的有什么困难的地方？早上跟下午。
If you have any questions concerning the sermons you've heard in the morning and afternoon, please raise them. The preacher's question is that why is it that you have waited so long and still aren't baptized? Because we have true seekers who have been with us for many years.
This is my question.
The preacher's question.
我是有去受洗过，我的十九岁是受洗过，我认为是这样，这样可以不可以？
但是你的决定，他对你来讲是可以啊，是你的决定，是。
She said she has been baptized when she was 19.
就是在受洗也可以。我现在问这个，就是在受洗也可以。这中间大家都有犯罪嘛，对不对？你就是统统就罪了。
She's asking, can she be rebaptized again? And everybody sins even after baptism.
第一个问题哈，你信主耶稣到现在有没有得圣？
我生生来都是基督教家。
对对，第一个就是你信主到现在有没有得圣灵？
我也不知道。
Preacher's question for her is that whether she has received that, received Holy Spirit, she's not, she doesn't know.
如果从使徒行传十九章哦，没有得圣灵哦，就是表示我们过去的洗礼还不完全。对。
Acts chapter 19, it shows us that if you haven't received Holy Spirit, it means the baptism we received wasn't perfect.
所以第二次接受第二次保罗奉耶稣赦罪的洗礼，那就得圣灵。
可以
做赦罪，是赦罪的洗礼哦，一生只有一次。但是你接受赦罪的洗礼，祷告就会得圣灵。那祷告得不到圣灵，就是表示那是悔改的洗。
You can be baptized only once. When you are baptized correctly, in the baptism which can wash away sins. But if you're only being baptized in the baptism of repentance, then you should be rebaptized because you haven't received the Holy Spirit, which indicates that the baptism you received previously was not complete.
Oh, no, 我还想问一下，我在国内十年，我们的教会让出方言，就是我们现在这个灵言，我从来都没出过。那我到这边第一次是我自己找来的，然后我就感觉我是第一次。就是我重复哈利路亚到第五遍的时候，我自己很奇妙，舌头就卷起来。国内十年都没试过，而且我每次祷告，真的都感觉自己在洗啊洗啊洗啊那种感觉，然后在流泪啊，在那什么的。那我算不算得圣灵了？那我也是以前在以前的基督教会受洗的，那只是悔改的洗。那我现在我算不算得圣灵？我也不懂。
使徒行传二章三十八节说：“受洗让你的罪得赦，就必领受圣灵。”这是应许。
In Book of Acts chapter 2 verse 38 says, "Baptize and wash away your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit." This is a promise.
但是到第十章，哥尼流还没有洗礼，正在听到圣灵就降下来。
But by Acts chapter 10, while Cornelius before his Cornelius' baptism, while he was still listening to his truth, he received the Holy Spirit.
因为哥尼流很虔诚。
Because Cornelius was a very reverent man.
神怜悯他，给他得圣灵，就给他一个更大的信心，要接受洗礼。
And God had mercy on him, and so gave him the Holy Spirit, and that way he can strengthen his faith to be baptized.
所以你的情况有一点像哥尼流。
And your situation is very much like Cornelius.
来，
请
问。
Her question is that our church we call the minister preacher, whereas other churches address them as pastor. Is there any difference?
因为当初哦，我们教会觉得我们教会的使命就是要传福音了，啊，所以这个专职工人就把它称作传道。
And when our church was first established, the sense of our church is that we need to preach and evangelize. This is why the ministers are called preachers.
那一般教会哦，他们这个专职工人主要的用意是要牧养，所以叫牧师。
Now in the average churches, the main function of their minister is to pastor the flock, so they are addressed as pastors.
哦，所以这不同的称呼在代表这个教会所强调的方向不太一样。
So the different address reveal to us what is the main function of that church.
那教会的牧养工作，如果从圣经看起来，就是按例的长老执事。
The pastoral work in a church is we can see is assigned to elders and deacons.
啊，所以在彼得前书里面在讲啊，这个长老是做牧者。
So in First Peter it says that the elders are considered to be pastors.
啊，所以教会的宣牧工作就是长老执事传道啊，以他们为主体来推动。
The pastoral task may fall mainly upon the elders and deacons.
还有两分钟。
陈大可以问一个问题吗？
对，可以。
我的那个亲戚呢，他
生那么久。
我的亲戚呢，他是他跟我妈妈呢，就是最近都有就是得到了那个脊椎 因为我这个亲戚呢，我这个舅母他其实不是信这耶稣教的，他其实是拜一种偶像，我不是很确定是什么样的偶像。可是他去开刀后呢，他跟我妈妈就是都是去动这个脊椎手术，可是他动完手术后呢，他过了一个月后，他很成功的就可以起来走路了。然后我妈妈呢，还是躺在床上，已经都两年了，快两年了。然后在我们家里面，当然我们也希望把这福音传给家人，可是同时也是在念说，我们除了祷告为这些还没有信的家人来做祷告以外，同时也会面临说，因为今天你没有信真耶稣教的，你没有拜这个独一真神，你反而得到医治。你拜偶像，你认为是偶像，可是在他们的眼里面不是偶像，他们认为说，那你拜这个是什么样的神？你拜的神反而是没有医治你，而你说我们这个是偶像，然后我一个月就可以走路了。那面对这样子，要怎么样帮助他们？要怎么样帮助他们来认识说我们这个神是独一真神，我们拜的神是拜对的神。
The sister mentions that she has her mother who's had a vertebrae surgery that hasn't recovered in 2 years, whereas her relative, who's an idol worshiper, went through vertebrae surgery but recovered in one month. And what's the best approach to build up my family members so they realize that even though our God, the God that we worship is true, but still my mother remains not fully recovered.
第一个啊，中国大陆有法轮功。
In China, there is a 法轮功。
法轮功发展非常快。
法轮功 is a sect that grows very quickly.
你如果看他们讲的哦，它里面很多的见证。
And if you look into their testimonies, they have quite a few.
去练法轮功以后啊，病得医治。
And after you practice their martial arts, then your sicknesses will be healed.
但是很明显，法轮功是魔鬼的工作。
It's quite obvious that Falun Gong is out of satanic work.
所以魔鬼有某种能力可以行奇事。
So Satan has certain amount of power to perform miracles.
所以你那个亲戚因为这样，他就会更信他的神。
And your relative will believe in her God even more so because of her healing.
这个就是魔鬼的工作。
This is out of satanic work.
第二个。
Second.
我们信仰哦，那圣经里面说是传福音。
The Bible tells us that our faith is based on preaching the gospel.
主用神迹奇事随着证明所传的道。
And God will prove His truth with wonders and miracles.
所以福音是重点。
So the gospel is the main point.
福音要救一切相信的人。
The gospel will save all who hears it.
啊，那个救啊，就是使徒行传二十六章。从黑暗进到光明。
And that salvation is as described in Acts chapter 26, going from darkness into light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
From the reign of Satan into God.
罪得赦免。
And their sins forgiven.
有天国的盼望。
So they have hope in heaven.
这是福音的大能。
This is the mighty power of the gospel.
所以神迹奇事等于你买房子附带一个彩色电视。
So wonders and miracles can be compared to when you buy a house, they also give you additional gift like a free TV.
如果那个房子很好，我不要彩色电视，你也买。
If that house is really good, even if they don't give you a free TV, you will still buy the house.
所以如果我们认识救恩的可贵，有时候我们虽然祷告遇到困难，没有得到医治，你满心感谢神。
So if you realize the preciousness of the salvation, even if after your long prayers and your sickness is not healed, you will continue to give thanks to God.
因为今生只是戏台上演戏嘛。
Because this life is just like a theatrical play. After it's done, it's over.
一下台，我们有没有得救这最重要。
So when the play is over, the most important thing is whether or not we're saved.
所以为什么说我们信主一定要明白道理？
This is why it's so important. We need to realize what's the whole point of believing in this truth of salvation.
只体验到神迹，没有明白道理，还不能洗礼。
If we only experience the wonders and miracles and don't understand the truth of salvation, then we still cannot be baptized.
因为这表示信仰还没有根基。
Because it shows that our faith is still lacking of the root.
那如果神是给我们更大的信心，
If God gives us greater faith,
那我们祷告到最后，神给我们什么结果，我们都能够接受，知道万事互相效力。
And we can pray until the very end, and regardless of the result, we will accept and give thanks to God because we know that everything works for the good of those who love Him.
我们真的是爱神，到最后一定会让我们得到好处。
As long as we love God to the end, then God will definitely bless us.
有时候好处不是肉体，是灵性上。
Sometimes this blessing is not just limited to our body, but also spiritually.
然后再倒过来看哦。
And conversely,
因为你爸爸还没有信主。
Because your father hasn't believed in God.
对，你没有办法全家同心合意祷告。
So you cannot have the whole family praying together in one heart.
那你妈妈的情况最关键是你爸爸。
And your mother's condition, and the most key person is your father.
所以为什么祷告没有很大的功效发生，这也是一个关键。
And this is one of the reasons why the long prayers hasn't borne any effect.
但是最后的结论哦，我们信耶稣那一块牛奶与蜜之地是在天国。
But the final conclusion is, when we believe in Jesus Christ, the land of flowing with milk and honey is in heaven.
比起地上都是暂时。
And compared to everything on earth, which is only temporary.
求神给我们信心，这样信着信仰就能够持守得下。
So we have to pray to God to give us the faith. That's how we can persist in our faith.
我们就到这里哈，那以后如果有时间再过两个礼拜应该还有一次，
we'll conclude
我们再来也好。
And then 2 more weeks we'll have another session.